You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
One of my favorite flowering plants is the magnolia tree. Now, the flowers are absolutely stunning, but the real beauty is in the bark of the tree. Most people are unaware that magnolia tree bark has super powerful natural compounds called hanokiol and magnolol, and that's been used in traditional oriental medicine for centuries. I got interested in hanokiol because I was looking for a natural supplement to help my insomnia that was originally triggered by a terrible head and brain injury. Now, but there are so many other health benefits from this remarkable plant supplement, including that its ability to calm your nervous system and reduce anxiety. It's a super antioxidant ability to reduce inflammation in the brain and throughout the body. But it also activates the cannabidiol receptors that are located throughout the body, which is part of the endocannabinoid system, which is getting a lot of attention from scientists these days for the role in immune health, pain relief, and disease prevention. Today, we have Dr. Isaac Elias, who is a pioneer in integrative health and an expert on hanokiol. He is the founder and medical director of Amitabha Medical Clinic and Healing Center in Santa Rosa, California, where they offer individualized treatment and care for cancer, Lyme, and other chronic illnesses. Thanks so much for being here, Dr. Elias.
Thank you for having me again. I always love talking to you.
I know. The last time you were here, we talked a lot about MCP, modified citrus pectin, but today it's all about hanokiol. So can you give us a definition of what it is and what exactly, how is it that we can use it?
Yeah, hanokiol is a phenol. It's a small molecule that is present in magnolia. And magnolia is a magical tree. And just like you said, you can these amazing flowers express its magic, but its real power is in the bark, and it has two active ingredients, hanokiol and magnolol, but hanokiol is much more important and a little bit different than in most cases. Hanokiol works better by itself and not as part of the extract of magnolia, and we've done studies to confirm it. So what's so unique about hanokiol? I really see hanokiol as a gift from nature. It has a property that is really unparalleled. And really, only nature can bring such wisdom. It has the ability to differentiate between a normal cell and a pathological cell based on the metabolic expression, based on the function of the cell. This is especially has been of interest in the field of cancer, which is my specialty. But these metabolic pathways affect multiple benefits of hanokiol that are truly unparalleled. There's a lot of important work on CBD and THC and cannabinoids. Hanokiol has a similar, in my opinion, even better effect on the nervous system, on the immune system. And really, it's remarkable. I'm so happy that we get to spend this time now diving into hanokiol and touching its magic.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in my practice, I've been using hanokiol for sleep and anxiety. I do not see a great deal of cancer patients, although some of my patients have cancer, but I'm not a cancer doctor. So I'm super excited to have an expert on this. Let's talk about your experiences clinically with hanokiol.
So I have a very extensive experience with hanokiol. I really drove the use of hanokiol at high dosages for cancer, and also had some proprietary treatments just in my clinic where we even gave hanokiol intravenously, but it's no longer available with remarkable results. So while the initial interest for hanokiol was in cancer in my field, it was very clearly you could see a lot of other benefits. Remarkable benefits on anxiety, allowing people to concentrate better and to be more calm. A very important benefit in insomnia, a unique anti-inflammatory benefit, a metabolic benefit, and a neuroprotective benefit for multiple diseases. For example, one disease where hanokiol I'm really seeing benefit is with Parkinson, with Neuroline. And all of this, there are multiple papers that are explaining the mechanisms of action. And you can shift from one area to the other based on dosing and based on what you combine Honokiol with.
So you mentioned that high dosages. For an average individual who's got anxiety and insomnia, many hundreds, millions of people deal with this. What would be the average dose of Honokiol?
So before going to the dose, something that happened about six, seven years ago is that the technology allows us now to purify and take out of the plant only Honokiol. So, for example, I use Honopure, which is, we say over 98%, it's really over 99% Honokiol. So you know that what you give is truly pure, which allows you to dose much more accurately. So when you look at anxiety, usually I would give 250 milligram, which is one capsule with breakfast, and 250 milligrams with dinner. And I will also sometimes, for insomnia, add one more before bedtime. And if it's not enough, for a few people, they need to go to two twice a day. But for most people, one twice a day with a meal and one before bedtime will do the trick. Now, it's very calming. So when you take it the first time, it's good to take it on a weekend, because some people, it will really calm them down. And when the nervous system lets go of the tension, there is a sense of tiredness, healthy tiredness. It slowly goes away, but most people will get used to it. I mean, the vast majority. But the dosing for anxiety is much lower. It's one twice a day, breakfast and dinner, and one before bedtime. And if people use it just for insomnia, you take one to two before bedtime.
Yeah, I've used it. Just one is plenty. Everyone is all, right. Obviously, their nervous system is different.
I want to go to the dose, because it's really important. For some people, taking one in the morning will do it for the whole day.
Right. So everyone's got to customize to their own body. But Dr. Elias, you know how some of these anti-anxiety prescription drugs and all that, some people get, their body gets desensitized to it. Does this ever happen to Honokiol?
No,
that you've
got to
take more dosage?
No, I've not seen people developing tolerance to Honokiol. It doesn't work on the benzodiazepine receptors. It is synergistic with the CBD receptors. But no, you do not get tolerance. What it does, it has multiple mechanisms. But from a pure anxiety and brain function mechanism, one key function is that it moves glutamate, which is a neurotoxin, into GABA. So it enhances glutamate carboxylase that moves glutamate into GABA in a natural way. And once this enzyme starts working better, you can see why you will naturally start being more relaxed. So people have long-term effects. You know, we have one individual that works with us that really, this person had difficulty talking in public. And since they take Honokiol, they completely transformed. They are a good public speaker now because the enzyme is functioning better. But
that
it has
enzyme.
Other mechanism for the nervous system that we can discuss later in our discussion that relates to metabolic function.
Right. That enzyme, I believe it's called GAD enzyme, G-A-D. And I am actually someone who has genetic defects in that enzyme. So that's probably why it works so well for me.
Right, exactly. And now that we can identify some of these defects, it really helps us.
Right. You mentioned that, you know, this is one of the action, the mechanism of how it helps you with anxiety. What are some of the other mechanisms that Honokiol is involved
what
in?
What Honokiol does, which is very unique, and for example, some people are using metformin, an anti-diabetic drug, now as a longevity drug. Even a major, it's even taught in medical schools now, you know, in good medical schools. What it does, it normalizes the function of the mitochondria. So how does it really happen? So we have something called called AMPK, adenosine monophosphate kinase, that helps that when this part is active inside the cell, it blocks something called mTOR1, and then the mitochondria is opened up, and when we take glucose into the cell, pyruvate moves into the mitochondria, and we produce normal energy. Normal energy means we are using oxygen well, we don't build acidity, that, you know, we know when we are very acidic, the muscles will contract, but also other tissues are affected, and we have a better health. And the brain is very important to have normal mitochondrial function for the brain. Very important. Often as we age, as we have stress, as we have oxidative stress, as we take toxins, as we take heavy metals, as we are bombarded by different kinds of radiation, the environment of the cell changes. There is more hypoxia, lack of oxygen, what we call hypoxia-inducing factor, that stimulates this chain that blocks the mitochondrial function because the cell now says crisis, stress, it needs to produce a lot of energy very quickly but inefficiently, and that's where glycolysis is pushed and you get lactic acidosis and abnormal function. Honoclol regulates it. Now, it's very important. We know that this abnormality of AMPK is also present, for example, in chronic infection, in Lyme disease. One of the amazing things about honoclol, if we look at the literature, is Suzanne, unreal anti-infectious benefits. Viral, bacterial, fungal, anti-parasitic for oral health. A huge array of infections that honoclol is effective. So it's effective because it also recognizes the abnormal cell where in these cells it attacks the cell and can help to kill it, but it also regulates the ability of the body, and then we can fight the infection and it doesn't affect us as much. Because it's really interesting, so for anti-infectious purposes, we usually use 2 to 3 of honoclol, like 500 to 750 milligrams twice a day. But we understand now the relationship between the anti-infectious effect, which is really, you know, I mean, enormous amount of viruses. Dengue fever. I mean, you name it, you will find literature for honoclol. It relates to the function of the mitochondria. Now, how can it happen? How can it be like, you know, a jack of all trades? Because it recognizes the cell. If it's dealing with a normal cell, it will normalize the metabolism and create a healthier cell. That's what you mentioned when you started, an antioxidant. If it's an abnormal cell, a cancer cell, for example, where the P53, the gene that regulates the cell and prevents it from becoming cancer, is downregulated, the cell is going through abnormal pathways, honoclol will attack this cell and also will make the cell more vulnerable for other treatments. So it's really so cool because it will be synergistic with chemotherapy, it will be synergistic with radiation therapy, it will be synergistic with most of the biological therapies that are being used now, you know, the new fancy drugs. And all of this because it makes the cell more susceptible. So it's a very, very exciting compound.
It sure is. You know, you mentioned that it is a super antimicrobial agent. Now, there are a lot of cancers linked to microbes. And could that be another mechanism? You know,
absolutely.
Of getting rid of the cancer, of creating...
Definitely.
Apoptosis, isn't that right?
Yeah, definitely. And when you look at the pathways, there are like dozens and dozens of them. So what's the difference between this, for example, and taking a targeted drug? So a targeted drug can be very efficacious, very powerful. It's dosed very specifically, but it usually targets one or two pathways. If you look at honoclol, it targets dozens of pathways. Intracellular, apoptosis pathways, a pathway that helps the cell to kill itself, and metabolic extracellular pathways. So when you have a compound that has multiple benefits, you can see how it will be used in a greater array of conditions and also will be synergistic with a very large array of treatments. You know, we have now published, I've been part of quite a few studies on honoclol, a lot of them in bladder cancer, in kidney cancer, and showing a very powerful effect on their own and very powerful effect synergistically with chemotherapy. Definitely.
Why do you think hanokule is really not well known? I mean, is it just because it's a natural ingredient and there's not a lot of money to be made? I mean, I'm curious about this because with all the results and all the studies that are out there, it's just not mainstream.
It's a great, great question. So there are a few reasons. Because it cannot be patented, nobody will invest in clinical trials. You know, we are now doing the first tolerance. We know, I mean, there are thousands and thousands of people taking it, but we are now doing the formal IRB-approved safety tolerance study just to get the first clinical trial into the literature. There are hundreds and hundreds of different animal studies. There are multiple centers that are interested in it. But, you know, they're trying to patent a derivative of it, which will probably have more side effects and won't be as effective as a way to finance this approach. I'm really into it a lot, you know, I'm interested. I feel there is a commitment for people to know it. The other thing that it's not, quote-unquote, as sexy, you know, I mean, CBD, you know, and pot are very popular because there is an industry that can make money from it. Of course, it's a very powerful plant with a lot of research, but there is big pharma coming into it. There is, you know, the big cigarette companies coming into it. So there is a reason why it's being invested in and why the media is talking about it. Hanokule, in my opinion, is superior to the use of CBD and THC and can be used together. And it has a great safety profile. You know, it's it helps you to concentrate, and it is neuroprotective in an unbelievable way. But it's going to take really groundwork, and you know, it's slowly it's happening, but definitely not as fast as it really should. Definitely.
Well, we need you know, you to continue to do what you're doing, Dr. Elias, to share this such an amazing product. Now, I understand that in combination with modified citrus pectin, it does, again, some super powerful stuff. Can you share that?
Yes, of course. So maybe just briefly about modified citrus pectin. We have a protein in the body called galectin 3. And galectin 3 is what we call a carbohydrate binding protein, a protein that binds to sugars, to carbohydrate. And it's triggered in the body as an injury repair mechanism. It's really defined now as in what we call upstream. It begins the process of inflammation and the pathway of fibrosis, which leads to degeneration. So actually, galectin 3 is called an alarmin because it sets up the alarm, including in sepsis, including in infections. So it starts the process, but then it doesn't turn off. And it's directly related to aging and to every single chronic disease, especially fibrotic disease, chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, pulmonary fibrosis, cirrhosis of the liver, stroke, autoimmune diseases, sepsis and parasitic infections, and multiple cancers. So blocking it is essential. Why it's essential? Because galectin 3 creates a lattice formation. It creates a coating around the infectious area, around the cancer cells, around the arteriosclerotic plaque, and it doesn't let the body normal circulation come to the tissue. The tissue gets hypoxic, like we mentioned, not enough oxygen, and it gets damaged. So modified citrus pectin was proven without any doubt, multiple clinical trials. There are right now 2 double-blind clinical trials in Harvard finishing up on hypertension and osteoarthritis. I just presented a multi-center trial on biochemical relapse of prostate cancer in ASCO GU in San Francisco, the big cancer conference with 80% response in recurrent prostate cancer. So it definitely has a lot of work, and I've been involved with the development of Pectosol C modified citrus pectin for almost 25 years. So a lot of the inventions are mine. So I've never imagined that such a journey will happen. But what happens is that because of the extracellular effect on the stroma, now we know, now finally there's interest, Suzanne, which we know, and you are so aware of the extracellular milieu of the fibroblast outside the cell, of the connective tissue and its relationship with the cell. So galactin 3 has a big effect there, where it creates fibrosis, it creates inflammation, but it also starts modifying insulin receptors on the cell, which will create metabolic syndrome within and damage within the cell, will block this thing called AMPK. So when you take modified citrus pectin, you address the issue extracellularly. When you take Honokiol, you address this issue intracellularly. So when you combine them, you get an extracellular-intracellular combination that really addresses inflammation and becomes very, very, very effective, becomes much more important in the conditions we discussed today, in inflammatory concrete condition, in fibrotic conditions, in nervous system issues, and in cancer, very much in cancer of all kinds. So we now published, we published and demonstrated the synergistic effect on multiple cancer cell lines. And now we are actually also published a paper showing a very dramatic synergistic antioxidant effect in multiple in vitro systems. And we are now finishing some animal studies on bladder cancer, and we are looking forward to starting a human clinical trial in bladder cancer. So it's very exciting. So one thing that you can see with my description, in my heart, I'm a clinician. I'm a healer, as you know. You know, you took part in one of my meditation and healing sessions. But in the same time, I'm a committed scientist. So while I have an holistic approach, being a Chinese doctor, a meditator, and a Western doctor, and a homeopath, etc., I am committed to the research part because I think it's very important for us to validate the therapies. And while we validate the therapies, to keep our intuition and insight as health providers. So we have the science as a backup, but it doesn't shut down our intuition and our insight. What we think will work for who. Mm-hmm. You actually mentioned this when you talked about dosing for Honokiol, right? We have to, each person is a universe. And the insight is really what makes somebody a true holistic doctor. The science is what supports it. But if we rely just on science, then we become like robots. And it works in some percentage of the people, but it really doesn't make you a unique healer.
No, I'm right there with you, Dr. Elias. You know, I think with the number of years you've been practicing, I've been practicing 29 now, and I truly believe that the wisdom that and from all the practice, you know, I've practiced so much on so many different cases and patients. My degree of intuitive connection with the patient is by far what brings more health and healing for the patient. No matter what, we have to connect with that patient and understand them and really get a good feel of who they are so that you can figure out, okay, let's use the right science for them. Which one really will work for them? Because there's so much in our toolbox that we can use.
Right. And you know, if we go back to show the practicality, if we go back to Honokiol and modified citrus pectin, if we go to Pectosol, then the specific one that all the research was done. If you think about what galactin does, galactin 3 does, galactin 3 isolates us. You know, it covers us up. It doesn't allow good connection between different tissues in the body. So when we break down the lattice formation, we become more connected. We become more opened. And when Honokiol moves the cell into normal function with oxygen instead of being in a stress, we are allowed to take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. So you can see that these supplements have this ability to make us more opened, more relaxed, more present, you know, less in stress, less in crisis. And it's interesting how you see the effect of galactin 3 in the nervous system, in cancer, similar to Honokiol, but different mechanisms. And that's why I like this integration.
I think that's fantastic. I mean, going through, you know, using the 1-2 punch, the inside and outside, and then when you think about it, really affects you in a vibrational, really the vibrational pattern, and that's the essence of who we are. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Where can we find more information about you and the products?
You can go to Dr. Elias, drelias.com. And if you want to find more information about Honokiol, you can go to Honopure, H-O-N like Nancy, O-Pure.com. And if you want to find more information about modified citrus pectin, you go to Pectasol, P-E-C-T-O, Pectasol, T-T-A, Pectasol, S-O-L.com. And you can find information about me and about Honokiol and about modified citrus pectin.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being on our show. I absolutely love it when you're here. Okay, drelias.org, drelias.org. Honopure, and that's honopure.com, and Pectasol, Pectasol.com for more information. And I've put these links on my Wellness for Life radio show page on Radio MD. Great information, so exciting. It's always such great information when we have Dr. Elias here. Thanks so much for listening to the show today. And if you've learned something new that will help you reach ultimate wellness, please share this show with your friends and family and go to iTunes and give us some great feedback. The support is super appreciated. Do connect with us on Instagram or Facebook. And if you need any guidance and want to dig deeper into your chronic health, we will do phone and Skype consultations with people all around the world. So just go to my website at drsuzanne.com for my contact information. Until next time, go out there and live your best life today, full of energy, enthusiasm, with ultimate health and wellness. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies on the Wellness for Life show right here on Radio MD. Stay well.